Thank you for your interest in Deeper Cravings and for this opportunity to share my passion with you and to share with you a little bit more about my story and what the Deeper Cravings path is and what it can do for you. So my name is Peggy Farah. I am a psychotherapist, a life coach, and the founder of Deeper Cravings. What Deeper Cravings is not a program. It's actually a total paradigm shift. And it leads to you learning how to love your body, how to end your struggle with your weight, how to make peace with food by overcoming your compulsive and emotional eating patterns, and never needing to diet again. And most importantly, Deeper Cravings leads to you understanding what your true hungers are, those hungers that are driving you to eat and shame your body, but actually what you're truly hungry for, your deeper cravings, are peace, joy, alignment with your life, freedom. And we're going to work in the Deeper Cravings path to see how to move towards these goals so that you can truly live the life that you want. What fuels my passion for this work is my own personal story. I know the pain of struggling with weight, food, and body issues. I lived it for more than 30 years. But I also know from my own experience that it is completely possible to heal this struggle and become fully free in your relationship with food and your body. I began disliking my body at the age of 8 and spent years, decades, dieting and feeling that weight loss was going to be my ticket to fulfillment and happiness. So any weight loss scheme that came my way, I would sink my teeth into. I would go at it full speed and feel so much hope and excitement at the beginning and be successful for a little while, losing a few pounds. Then eventually at some point, I'd go off the diet, I'd become miserable, gain a few pounds back, begin getting really angry at myself and the diet, and basically feeling like a failure. Then some time would pass, and the next diet would come my way, and I would get excited again, and the whole cycle would repeat. This process was embarrassing, exhausting, and demoralizing. And it just pointed out to me that I was a failure. I couldn't get a grip on it. I figured that it was my lack of willpower. What I didn't know is that dieting actually has a 97% failure rate. 97% of people who pursue weight loss will gain that weight back within a short period of time. And so I didn't ever question the fact that maybe the premise of dieting was flawed. When I began to look into this in more detail and when I began to walk the deeper cravings path, I saw that dieting was never going to be my solution, that my struggle with food and my weight was not about a lack of knowledge of nutrition or a lack of motivation, that my struggle had to do with emotional and spiritual hungers that were driving my disconnection with food and my disconnection with my body. Essentially, I hit a dieting wall. I began to see how much my obsession with food and my weight was taking away from me. Every day I'd have focus on it. I was losing precious time, and I was losing just feeling total joy in my life and feeling at home in my body. So I began to see that I could either focus on being thin the way that I was, obsess on that, or I could focus on being free, that I couldn't really have both. Because every time my focus became thinness, I was really in a bondage and constantly, chronically thought about that and wasn't able to be free and live my life with passion and joy. What I also saw is that my weight itself was really truly not the problem. It was the way I felt and thought about my body that was causing me so much pain. My body itself was not keeping me from playing in the sand, going swimming, riding bikes, feeling great in my clothes. It was the way I was perceiving my body that was causing so much misery. And for the first time, I contemplated the prospect of giving up the weight loss struggle and began to wonder what would happen in my life if I let go of the focus on weight loss and just focused on being at peace in my body, feeling free, being really present. And I realized that even if I never shed another pound, if I had those other things, if I attained that freedom, that peace, that joy in my body, it would all be worthwhile because truly that's what I was really craving. That's what I wanted was alignment, passion, purpose in my life, and feeling at home in my own skin. And that was the decision that changed everything for me. I began to see that I needed to learn how to heal my relationship with my body and discover peace with food at all costs, that I was really worth it, that I deserved to feel alive in my life and be free. So that was the beginning of the beautiful journey of transformation that is now the foundation of the Deeper Cravings path that I teach you. In my story, I became a researcher of presence and self-acceptance and body wisdom and how body wisdom can guide our eating. I studied all kinds of non-diet approaches. I learned about meditation and mindfulness and mindful eating and intuitive eating and about how to heal body image. I read countless research articles and many books on the subject, and I used all this information to develop a program of practices for myself that would lead to healing my relationship with food and my body. And the result was profound. I saw that I walked a very distinct process of healing, which involved moving through four distinct phases. And I used all this work to be the foundation for my research thesis for my master's in psychotherapy and spirituality. There was certainly a shift in my physical body. It did transform. But what was much more exciting to me and what is now the focus of the Deeper Cravings path is the inner transformation, is the fact that I know that freedom is possible and you can have full alignment with your body and connection to your body and freedom with food. So I'm going to share with you now what the Deeper Cravings path is specifically and the four phases that I walked and what I'll be leading you through when you decide to take the path for yourself. There are three life-changing outcomes of the Deeper Cravings path. First of all, there's healing your relationship with food, really learning how to eat in a balanced way that nourishes not only your body but your spirit and gets you in a place where you're out of your chaotic emotional eating patterns. Secondly, there's developing a love affair with your body, truly being able to embrace your body regardless of its size and shape. And this is a very important aspect of the program because when you love something and treasure it, you take care of it. So this actually shifts your motivation for doing the health behaviors that you want to be doing, like moving more and eating better. So when you think about it, think of how you treat or think of your children, your pets, or your prized possessions. You take care of them. That love for them inspires gentleness and protection. So we're going to be working on healing and restoring your relationship with your body so that we'll shift your motivation for taking care of it from just wanting the outcome of weight loss to truly wanting your body to do well and feel well. And the third outcome, and probably the most transformational, is really discovering what those spiritual emotional hungers are. What is it you truly want out of life? How can you lead a truly aligned life so the pain of being out of connection with your life doesn't drive you towards compulsions, addictions, and body shame? We all truly do want the same things. We want peace, we want joy, we want freedom, and we want to show up in the world as we authentically are and be embraced and recognized as that. When we are out of alignment with our true selves, we're in pain and disconnection, and that's what often is responsible for our addictions and our compulsions and our negative thinking patterns. So we're going to explore all areas of your life. We're going to explore your relationships, your work life, your hobbies, your joys, your friendships, your family dynamics, to try to understand where there are areas of pain and how we can find healing in those areas so that we can bring more health to your relationship with food and your body. So those are the three outcomes: healing your relationship with food, learning how to embrace and love your body, and understanding what your unique deeper cravings are so we can move towards those. The program is delivered in 12 sessions. There are 12 modules of curriculum that I teach you. I ask that you take these modules over a minimum of 12 weeks, but sometimes people take more. And every single session, I will be teaching a different component of the path, but also delivering unique practices, exercises, and skills that you can embed into your daily life. And I know that you're doing this work in the midst of real living. You have other commitments. You have other pressures. You might be working. You might have a family. And so I'm really conscious to not make this an extra piece for your workload. Most of the practices I offer to you are things to embed into your daily living. So it won't require much more time for you. At maximum, I ask for an hour out of each week where you're going to be practicing a specific exercise or engaged in an activity. But other than that, everything else is embedded so that it's really quite easy to integrate this into your life. In addition to the practices, I'm going to be asking that you really focus on self-reflection and building self-awareness and trying to understand what your struggle with food and your weight has been about for you. I want you to begin to see that health is about so much more than what we eat or how we move. Really, having a healthy life and being healthy is about nourishing your spirit and your heart with what you're truly hungry for. So we need to become honest with ourselves about where we've had problems in the past in these areas and what we need to do to move forward into vibrancy and alive living and really being the best possible version of ourselves. So half of the work will be the actual practices and skills that you employ in your day-to-day life, and the other half will be the self-reflection, the self-awareness, and really deepening your understanding of these issues. I'll be moving you systematically through four separate distinct phases over the 12 weeks. The first phase is what I call illumination, and this has to do with shining a light on what these issues have held for you. So really understanding with what I call compassionate curiosity what these issues have been in your life. We're going to learn ways to be much more self-compassionate. We can be so hard on ourselves. So in this phase, we're going to learn how to reflect on this struggle with a non-judgmental observer stance. So we're going to learn a lot about mindfulness at this place and learn about mindful eating. And we're also going to be really exploring your unique patterns and triggers for compulsive eating, for body shame, and see what it is for you in a daily life that triggers you towards these behaviors. From there, we're going to move into the phase that I call embodiment. This has to do with living in connection with our body, learning how to be present so we can really hear the whispers of our body, see what our body's asking for, and learn how to honor its wisdom and how to respond lovingly. So we're going to see, what does my body ask me for in the areas of food, movement, hydration, sleep, but especially in the area of love. We're going to learn how to silence that inner critic that's so harsh on the body and learn how to really embrace and connect with your particular body. And this is the part of the program that leads to shifting the motivation to, because of loving our body, that's why we're going to treat it better. And so in my view, this is the piece of the program that really leads to sustained health behaviors that are positive for the body. Then the third phase that I walk with you is called connection. This has to do with deepening your sense of connection, not only with yourself and your body, but also with food and with others. We're going to look at things such as our toxic comparisons, the way that we use others to diminish our sense of self. We're going to learn how to develop complete freedom with food so that we can begin to explore using some foods simply for pleasure. Rather than villainizing food, we learn how to have a balanced relationship so that we can incorporate from time to time those foods that we love, such as chocolate and ice cream or whatever your particular pleasures are. And then the final phase of the program is what I call emergence. This has to do with emerging into your true self, aligning your whole life with your core values and living as your authentic self. And as I said before, not living as yourself, living out of alignment with yourself, is a huge source of our pain. And so it's responsible for the bulk of our problem. So at this stage of the path, this is where we're going to look at those other areas of our life, relationships, work life, spirituality, etc. So that's the essence of what the Deeper Cravings path is, and I am so passionate about getting this work out into the world because I know what healing and transformation it can offer. And you deserve to be free. You deserve to experience this life as fully as possible, and I don't want you to spend any more days stuck in the mire of this struggle of dissatisfaction with your body and chaos with food. There is a way to break free from that, and I know that you deserve it, you want it, and the time is now. So thank you for letting me share this with you, and I hope that I'll see you on the path, and I wish you so much joy and peace in your beautiful body.